crystal clear. Christ came to prove that God tells the truth, that God keeps his promises to you.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Christmas means that God can be trusted.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Absolutely.
Amen.
When you can't trust nobody else.
Uh-huh.
When you was a kid and your parents promised you a gift and they didn't get it, does not reflect the hand of God. God is trustworthy. Now I say this. This part of the blessing that he brings and that he offers it this morning. It's a blessing because where Jesus, when Jesus is forsaken, moral and spiritual life disintegrates.
Yes, say that. Say that.
Let me
say
it
again. Yes. Yes.
When you kick Jesus out of your life, yeah, you can.
Amen.
See, I'm tired of people saying,
come on,
Jesus saved me with everything that I. No. Some of you can kick him right out of your life.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Amen. In other words, you can turn your back on him and not do what he has asked you to do.
Yes, sir.
You have that choice. Choose you this day.
Amen.
That's right. Come on here.
You have the choice whether or not you accept the grace and mercy and the gift of God, or you can turn around and do what you want. And so he can be trusted. This part of the blessing that he brings and that he offers this morning, this is where we're talking about. If Jesus is kicked out of your life, everything else around you begins to disintegrate.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Breaks down. In other words, your moral breaks down. You wouldn't drink before, but you're drinking now.
Come on, God.
You wouldn't fornicate before, but now that you can turn your back on God, you'll fornicate now. You'll do some things that's not characteristic of what God has done in your life when you turn your back on him. He haven't changed. We have. He hasn't forsaken us. We have forsaken him. See, a lot of people looking for, Lord, I mean, they think they can just come here sometime and be a wretch undone and have no faith and no understanding, no wisdom, no nothing, show no signs of characteristics of God whatsoever, and just come in and say, I got God. No, you don't. You lying. Ooh, it's quiet. The foundation of moral life is God's truthfulness.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me say it again. Yes. The foundation of moral life is God's truthfulness.
Yes.
A society that forsakes the centrality of the absolute truthfulness of God forsakes the foundation of truth, the foundation of morality, and the foundation of beauty. In other words, when you kick God out of everything that we're supposed to include him in, you can see life begin to disintegrate.
Amen.
Yes. Look at the world.
Yes.
Amen. Look at school.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
School wasn't what it what is not what it used to be, is it?
Amen.
Right? Even when in my generation, we used to be able to pray or do something.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Right? But now you can't pray, you can't do nothing. Look what's going on. You got stuff breaking down even in school.
That's right.
Right? 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 Can't say God, but the boy go around and touch a girl's backside. Come on now. That type of stuff. See, and what I'm saying is, when you kick Jesus out,
yes, sir.
Right, the life that you look at it begins to break down.
Yes.
You got some folk in your own family.
Yes,
they kick Jesus out and look at him.
Yes.
They tow him from the floor.
Yes.
Lips as black as coal.
Yes.
Lord, come back.
Yes.
Smoking stuff and doing stuff they have no business doing because they kicked Jesus out. You didn't pray for them, and the only reason they still living because you keep calling out their name before the Lord. But they literally have kicked Jesus out of their life. Jesus is faithful.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
If we forsake God's truthfulness, then the anchor in our life is pulled up.
That's right.
And we can go adrift.
Uh-huh.
Used to be a song. There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving.
this whole way. If your soul is not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Some of y'all need to drop anchor. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, drop anchor. Because some of you are drifting away. We don't want to drift away. Oh my God. And then some of us, the rudder is loose. What do you mean the rudder? You have no direction. Direction. When your rudder is loose, you can no longer go where you need to go. You're just subject to the winds of the waves and everything that's going on in your life. When your rudder is broken, when you need to turn right, you can't. When you need to turn left, you can't. Because your rudder is messed up. Now watch this. Some of you already know about this last one. Then your keel is broken. Thank you, Jesus. And some of you military folk that's in the Navy know what I'm talking about. When your keel is broken, K-E-E-L, is broken, that means the longitudinal structure along the center line at the bottom of a vessel's hull on which the rest of the hull is built. If the center line is messed up, then your life is going to be in chaos. Your center line got to be straight with the Lord. Some of y'all are trying to be straight, but can't get straight because your center line is crooked. Then somebody say, get your center line straight. If your center, watch this. If your center is messed up, the rest of what you build on is crooked.
Yes.
You think you build it on something straight, but your center line, what you started with, is messed up. So watch this. Some of you got to go back and tear down the whole building. Because in order to get it straight, you got to tear down everything, every preconceived notion, every idea that you thought was right, everything that you have learned. You got to unlearn it and rebuild it on the blood of Jesus. Problem is, some of us don't want to tear down crookedness. Some of y'all crooked as two left feet. You're so crooked you believe, you begin to believe the lie that you're straight.
Lord
Jesus.
Well,
give this blessing to your children.
Yes.
Tell the next generation again and again. Tell them God is truthful.
Yes.
God keeps his word.
Yes.
God does not lie.
Yes.
And God can be trusted.
Yes.
Tell your kids that every day.
Amen.
Yeah, tell them that every day.
Hallelujah.
That's the first part of this blessing, is that God can be trusted. Say, God can be trusted.
God can be trusted.
Say it like you mean it now.
God can be trusted.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
I don't know about you, but I get excited when I know that I got somebody I can trust.
Yes.
After going through what I've gone through and experiencing what I've experienced, there are some people who spoke something to me and absolutely spoke some things in my back. Yo, come on, I'm talking about you. When they said they were for you, they really weren't for you. They were trying to kill you. When they said they was going to be there and call you and take care of you, they weren't going to call you and take care of you. When they said that they was going to come around, you couldn't find them on the phone, couldn't even text message them, couldn't even Skype them, couldn't even get in contact with them. The folks that said that they was going to bring some food over, they didn't bring no food over. In fact, they ended up asking you for $20. The things that y'all talk back to me, there are some things that I'm glad God keeps his promises. That when I say, Lord, I need a blessing, he speaks right to it. When I say, Lord, I need something, he speaks right to it. I was almost flat broke in every account I had. And I said, Lord, I don't know what you're going to do, but I need you to bless something. I need a blessing right now. I went to the mailbox last week and found two checks for $800. Y'all want to talk back to me. The thing is that when you trust God, and you know what? I had just paid my tithes. And I said, Lord, oh, here I go. I know that temptation sometimes is not to trust God when things get a little lower, but you gotta trust God when things get a little lower, because God will provide every last one of your needs according to his riches up in glory. So when I think about blessing God, every time I turn around, he keeps on doing great things for me. That's why I give God praise, because when I'm at my lowest, he raises me up. When I look like I'm about to pass out, he's a keeper. When I'm about to lose my mind, he restores me, and I can't help but give him some glory. I clap my hands when I'm all by myself. I stomp my feet, and ain't nobody watching me. I can have a praise party, because I know God has been good to me. Trustworthy. When you was crying at night, tears was hitting the pillow. You felt like you was all alone. You felt scripture come out of nowhere. Said, I'll never leave you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy. I'm sorry, let me hold myself for a minute. I'm about to explode. Let me pull to the curve for a minute. I'm not no prophet. I'm not no apostle. But when I was sitting in my seat, the Lord just simply told me, I hardly ever do this. Let me just speak over the atmosphere right now. If there is somebody out there that's crying, I want to come out. I don't know who you are. I just saw you screaming. Screaming at the top of the lungs. And you want to come out. You said, I want to come out, but you were screaming it.
Yeah.
If that's you, I just want you to know the altar is open.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know who you are. I'm not that deep as a prophet. I'm not like that, but it just rested on my spirit. There's somebody in here that's screaming and wants to come out of the situation that they're in. And God is saying, come on out, just trust me, trust me. He's trustworthy. You can be trusted. You can trust me with everything that's on your heart. When you look like you're about to pass out, that when you look like you have nobody else to talk to, you can trust me. You ain't got to tell nobody else, trust me, trust me. So here, the altar is open. I'm not going to pray for you. You're going to get on our hearts, and you're going to pray for yourself. I'm going to keep preaching. Listen to him and whatever he tells you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Jesus is a prophet in that instance. Yes. He fulfills promise.
Yes.
But some of you might say, I don't want a lawgiver. I need a grace giver. Some of you say, I don't want another Moses, but let me help you out. You're saying, I want something that cancels out Moses. I want grace. But there's something wrong with that mentality. Let me help you understand. Because Peter, when he's preaching this, he believes that he's giving good news. One like Moses has come. In other words, the promise is fulfilled. Peter didn't see a conflict. We made a conflict out of it. Between the grace of Jesus and the teaching of Moses, the truth is we need a prophet like Moses who reveals the truth of God. If God is truthful, and his truthfulness is the foundation of all truth and goodness and beauty, then we need someone to reveal to us the truth of God. We cannot know this God, and we cannot know his way unless there is a prophet to tell us. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Ooh. Wait a minute. The truth giver, the way shower, the life giver. This is not the opposite of grace. This is grace. Grace is not only pardon sin. It shows you the way to life. Some of you just want to be forgiven. And that's why you go back into a sinful state. Because you don't fully understand grace. Grace takes you out of sin. Shows you the way where you should go. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It doesn't say or. It's an and. It means, in other words, they connect. So grace not only pardons sin, it shows you the path to life. We only need Jesus. We not only need Jesus as a priest, we need him as our prophet.
Amen.
In every lifestyle led to paradise, then perhaps we would need no prophet like Moses to show us the way. But all lifestyles do not lead to paradise.
All right. There are some of us who live in life that don't lead to paradise. And you're living in this Christmas season, and you feel like you're about to give out. You start questioning God more during this time. Why we got to have Christmas? Why we got to do this? You know what my answer used to be? My answer used to be to people that didn't want to believe God and believe in his son Jesus, then stop using up his holiday.
Amen.
Go to school, send your kids to school, go to work.
Amen.
And you know, that's a hypocrite. I don't believe Jesus, but ooh, thank God we got 2 days off. Take your backside to work then. Leave Jesus, that's right. Leave Christmas up to folk that believe that Christmas is real. That was my response about 24 hours ago. Some lifestyles lead to destruction, saints.
Oh, yes.
Some lifestyles lead to destruction. And that's what Peter was talking about in verse 23. He says, and it shall be that every soul that does not listen to that prophet shall be destroyed from the people. I know it seems harsh, but it's a true situation. You may not die right away, but you die slowly every day.
Amen.
When you don't give Jesus your all,
yes,
you die. I believe you die faster. Why is that? There are some of you who love God and believe God, and you 65 and over and look like you 40.
Jesus.
Then we got some 35-year-olds that don't have nothing to do with God and look like they ate.